In the late 80s, when I was shooting bands at the I-Beam and other small clubs, I was also photographing the Grateful Dead. And the Grateful Dead and this alternative emerging music of bands like Soundgarden and Jane's Addiction and Nine Inch Nails really were like oil and vinegar. They just did not mix. And so I couldn't say to a music fan, oh yeah, next week I'm going to go shoot three Grateful Dead concerts at the Greek Theater in Berkeley while photographing a punk rock band at the I-Beam on a Monday night. It just didn't jive. But in reality, both of those spaces were my world. Even though I was still actively shooting the Grateful Dead in the late 80s and was re-inspired by what was going on in the Grateful Dead scene, I recognized very early that the magazines and newspapers were more interested in an emerging alternative rock scene that was happening. And those were the bands that I was trying to shoot, such as the Sugar Cubes, the Butthole Surfers, Soundgarden, Fugazi, the band X, later bands like Pearl Jam, Radiohead, the Foo Fighters, Sleater-Kinney, Sonic Youth, Stone Temple Pilots. The alternative music of the day is what the magazines were interested in. Most magazines didn't really care that much about the Grateful Dead until the Grateful Dead did Touch of Grey in 1987 and had a top 10 MTV hit.